If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for some extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Block Club Chicago has a great story about a guy who has been cleaning up a Northwest Side neighborhood for a long time. John Hansen with more on that. Morning, John.
And his name is Wally, which we love, right?
Yeah.
Wally Eliason, 90 years old, known to many as the mayor of Mayfair. And when he retired in 1999, he said, I don't got anything to do. So what did he start doing? He started picking up garbage on the street. Then he started mowing some of the property that wasn't mowed by the city in earnest time. And he's just kept on doing it. The neighborhood loves this guy. In fact, the Mayfair Park Advisory Council just awarded $5,000 to a perennial flower garden that will be named in his honor, as well as two benches in his honor made from a 200-year-old oak tree that recently had to be cut down, which is just so fitting for Wally, who now wants to pass the riding mower on to the next generation. He was an Air Force guy. He graduated from Lane Tech, so just a Chicago guy through and through. And even he hasn't stopped even recently. There's a walking path along the Kennedy Expressway on the Northwest Side that nobody used because it was overgrown. So he went out there and cleaned it up with some other neighbors, too, just this past year. So at 90 years old, the mayor of Mayfair wants to pass it on to a next generation, but he'll still be around the neighborhood making sure the garbage is picked on up, Bob.
I hope somebody follows in his footsteps.
Right? Every... Bob, you got some time on your hands at 10 a.m.? You want to go up there?
Why not? I'm not doing anything else.
It's every on your neighbor... way home, kind of.
Every neighborhood should have a Wally, that's for sure. Let's talk about the Chicago Reader and new ownership. What does this mean for the future of the Reader?
Hopefully good things, right? The Reader is an institution in our city, has been for 50 years. And as a nonprofit newsroom ourselves, we value anyone that can step in and help any publication. We want as many as we can. And the Chicago Reader is set now to be acquired by a Seattle-based media company called Noisy Creek that actually owns a lot of these weekly or monthly periodicals. And, you know, the Reader was owned by the Sun-Times for many, many years. And when they were sold off in 2018, that really just started years of trouble for them. The COVID shutdowns didn't help. Lots of drops in readership. But it's a beloved institution, right? Mm-hmm. And covers a lot of great things, won many awards. And people are really optimistic about this new company, Noisy Creek, and what they can do to support the Reader, which hopefully sustains and goes for a long time.
Hopefully. So the company's based in Seattle, but there's optimism about the fact that they're going to be running a Chicago institution.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they founded the company with the vision to kind of revitalize these beloved alt weeklies that exist in so many communities in the United States, which have gone away. And he talked to Block Club, the owner, Brady Walkinshaw. He says he wants to invigorate trusted and beloved brands that have been the lifeblood of arts, culture, civic life, and politics for decades. So I think the mission is right. I hope they can make it either profitable or non-profitable, but operate that way and keep it going.
Yeah, we need more companies like that. Sounds
sure.
Great. This is interesting. Chess has suddenly become popular among the younger crowd. I'm going to have to sort of brush up. I haven't played in a long time. I hope I still remember how to play.
I know what the pieces do, Bob. I could never play a full game. I do not have the patience to think three moves ahead, let
That's
alone.
What you got to do.
I know. But a couple of chess organizations are saying, yeah, the chess is so popular these days. They think shows like The Queen's Gambit that came out a couple years ago have really sparked a new interest. The president of the Chicago Chess Center and of the Chicago Chess Club, two different folks, talked to Block Club Chicago about just the increase in young people doing it, how they get involved. And one interesting aspect about why maybe it's become a little bit more inclusive to everybody is so many chess books were written in Russian, Bob, as you can imagine. And that's not an easy language to pick on up to read about chess, but the internet and generative AI has really helped to translate things, and young people are great with trying to figure out how to translate that stuff quickly, and they're learning about it. So both these clubs are expanding, and in our story we list a bunch of places where young people can get involved with these clubs.
If you're interested, go to blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, thank you. We'll
thank
be
you,
listening to Your Money Matters tonight at 6.